Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome, everybody. Hey, it's exciting. We got a bestseller going, man, for a week. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Great launch, great feedback. So it's very exciting to be part of this great book with my co-author, Sharkey Zartman. And it's a lot of fun to see some of the participants, and our first guest today, Rob Andrews, is one of them. Rob is the founder of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston. He's a previous guest a couple of times on the Sports Doctor. He's a contributor to hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and he's the recent author of his book, Champion's Edge. Rob Andrews is a mental coach, and he's worked with some of the best athletes in the world. He'll be joining us starting off. And then we're going to have returning Teresa Power. Teresa is the International Kids Yoga Day. Tens of thousands of kids just a few weeks ago. She's the author of ABCs of Yoga for Kids, will be joining us. Then it'll be the Sports Doctor's In. But first, let's get right back and start with Rob Andrews. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, it's great to be back, Bob, and congratulations on your book launch. It sounds like it's going well.
Yeah, and you too. You know, again, I'm proud that you're part of it. We have a chapter in the book really talking about Ask the Experts. And, you know, mental training is such a big thing we talk about on the Sports Doctor. You know, Rob is surrounded by gold medals with some of the different athletes he's worked with, and give us a little bit of quickie history and background of you and the Institute of Sports Performance, Rob.
I had a vision years ago that I'd done a lot of work with trauma and serious automobile accidents and things like that, and then I just had this epiphany that trauma treatment model would help injured athletes overcome the psychological impact of their injuries. So that's how I really turn the corner into sports, and then people naturally started asking about performance and performance enhancement. And I had done a peak performance training for years called the Accelerated Behavior Change Training. So I wove those concepts into my sports practice, and it was a lot of hard work the first year or two, and then it just kind of took off and hit its own stride. And I certainly have a lot of fun with it. Actually, my whole family, we have a lot of fun because we travel all over the place, you know, going to sporting events and trials, and been to a couple of Olympic games, and it's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah, plus the fact you were presenting, you know, for the real athletes. You were talking to the Navy SEALs not all that long ago, weren't you?
That was in November. I went out to San Diego and spoke to the Navy SEAL Foundation Impact Forum. It was about 600 people in the audience, a lot of admirals and current and former Navy SEALs and spouses of Navy SEALs that have lost their lives. So that was one of the biggest honors of my career, I have to say. It was just a remarkable experience.
The best of the best of the best. You know, the area mm-hmm. that you started in, I have spoken about and had guests on the Sports Doctor for almost two decades. The important mm-hmm. area, the mental challenge of coming back from an injury, whether it's a stars in your eyes, maybe season-ending injury or career-threatening injury, and that area of the sports psychology world, and it's interesting to see that that's what really got you involved. It's still a big deal, absolutely, isn't it?
Well, big deal, and it's getting bigger. You know, I'm getting some orthopedic surgeons here in Houston and a lot of physical therapy groups that are really buying into this model, and we're redefining what 100% cleared and returned to play is really all about.
And it's a big challenge. You know, a big part of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is this whole epidemic of overuse and repetitive motion injuries in young growing athletes, let alone the mental stress and pressures that we see in all aspects, and the challenge of being able to try to be on top of this and understand, you know, what a big deal it's become, and the kinds of pressures that involve in that area. And what are some of the bullets that you talk about in your book, Champion's Edge?
Champion's mental edge. There's a mental in there. There's actually some research that I've done talking to NBA greats like Kevin McHale and Hakeem Olajuwon and some other players that have played in Super Bowls, and Mark Williams, who just won his fourth in a row and ninth overall gymnastics championship at Oklahoma, talking about what championship culture looks like and what the great teams do to be great. There's six chapters in my book on the performance model that I've developed. Mine is based centered around energy and what are you doing to physical, mental, and emotional energy. So we talk a lot about mindfulness and managing distractions and stress and overcoming adversity. There's a chapter in there for overcoming mental blocks. I wrote one on the model that I use for sports injuries. I have one for a chapter for parents. So it's a good read. It's simple, practical, straightforward.
It's a great marriage. It's a great marriage with the hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's just a great marriage. What was the specific topic of your contribution to the book, Rob?
I have to go back and read it again. It's been a while.
The triangle?
The primary triangle of parent, coach, athlete, and how important the parent's role is in that whole dynamic. And if there's a weakness in any one of those legs, I call it the stool, three-legged stool. And if there's a weakness in any one of those legs of the stool, the athlete won't meet their peak levels of performance. So your book certainly focuses on that parent leg of the stool, which, boy, what a timely topic in this day and age.
Never ends. You know, what we've all just gone through, watching the Olympics, watching the abuse of coaches. You've been one of the leaders in screaming about the world of gymnastics and that horror show that went on. When we see what happens when all of this, when all three layers of the stool start falling apart, including whether it's the physical injury and the overuse and the overkill, you know, at the same time. And I really congratulate you for really, really talking about that. Fooled everybody, even those intimately involved in the world. You worked with some of these girls as kids, didn't you, with the gymnastics side?
I don't want to say too much about it, but yes. But it was real interesting. There was such a conditioned state that these athletes, girls, were in that they never.
What a great
they
term!
Never thought.
What a great
Bob?
Like, what a great term! Conditioned state.
Conditioned state. They didn't dare speak up. They just were conditioned not to speak up, not to challenge, not to question. And I was really disappointed on the NBC Dateline interview with the Carollis the other night, because there was no ownership taken whatsoever, and they actually.
That's a great point.
They threw some people in USA Gymnastics under the bus. It was just horrific.
Yes. The pressures, you know, the front cover of Time magazine maybe 6 months ago, Rob, was a young little leaguer on the front cover of the magazine, and the headline was the $15 billion a year youth sports industry and all of the problems that have come with it, you know, with the pressures and the way, way overboard, both on the physical and the mental side. And then you got the parents, you know, in that regard. And I'm sure what are some of the other topics I know when you talk about that relationship with including coaches, parents, the athletes themselves, what ages have you paid lots of attention to?
Different stages of my career. Early on, I worked with a lot of younger athletes, but as my career has moved on, I'm working more with a lot of good college athletes and then a lot of professional, especially NFL guys, elite gymnasts, track and field, swimming, and then Olympic hopefuls, you know, as those cycles run around. And then I've brought people into my practice to handle most of our younger athletes. And Bob, the wild thing, and you'll appreciate this, is, you know, we're getting calls from parents with kids 7, 8 years old that need our services. And to me, that's alarming that at that age they're experiencing so much anxiety.
I try to say the term, whether they need your services, to whether the fact that they would benefit. I'm going to talk more about that. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Buzz over to radio shows, and you can go back, gosh, over 10 years, see some of the topics, great guests we've had from everywhere on The Sports Doctor. And you can go over newspaper articles, magazines, and read on everything from the young boy or girl who's specializing to what is the best shoe to different philosophies from concussions to one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels Surviving the Challenge. And again, the mental side of stuff. We're talking Rob Andrews, founder of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas, author of Champions Mental Edge. Talk a little bit about your staff and the areas that the Institute includes in your facility.
It's kind of seasonal. Right now we're seeing tons of gymnasts. We just finished state and regionals and club gymnastics, heading to nationals. I work with quite a few college athletes, who men's and women's NCAAs, who just finished nationals up. Track and field is out. I worked indoor season a lot. Now outdoor season is up and running. Baseball, softball are mid-season now, firing up. It's just kind of seasonal. And then as we work our way into the summers, interestingly enough, we see a lot of cheerleaders of all people, most struggling with some kind of a mental block related to tumbling. And then as the fall comes around, we see volleyball, football, soccer, and then, you know, some year-round sports like tennis and golf and things like that. But it's kind of a seasonal ebb and flow.
Yeah, the again, with the challenges regarding the performance, how's the relationship with the medical community and as well as the coaching community that you've seen? It seems to me things have gotten much, much, much better from the days when the word sports psychology scared people.
Well, absolutely. In the last year, we've developed a relationship with the University of Texas Health Science Center, where we provide internships for their sports medicine fellows, which is really nice because it's gotten us into that whole Houston Medical Center over there with Methodist, Texas Children. So we've gotten a lot of respect through that. And with coaches, I'm seeing coaches more and more open their minds and their eyes to the power of the mental side of performance. There's still a lot of old school coaches out there that don't think it's necessary, but more and more.
Are those the same ones that don't strengthen the feet and ankles? Work balance. What's the website, Rob? People that find out about all your programs.
The best place to go is championsmentaledge.com or book.championsmentaledge.com or the Institute of Sports Performance.com. I have three different websites.
Okay. And again, the mentioned that as if it was ironic, you know, the world of specialization, and you're right smack in the middle of it with each individual sport. You know, I call it the prodigy sports, where we have, whether it's figure skating, whether we have gymnastics, whether we have ballet, and now you see tennis included, soccer, where you have young adolescents. This is all they want to do. All the experts try to tell them all day, We want you to play other sports, but it's a tough sell in a young figure skater who wants to skate 6 days a week and doesn't want to play other sports. I tell him to call you.
Well, that's a tough call because there's so much pressure to focus in on one sport now. And, you know, back when I was growing up, everybody was a two or three sport athlete. You know,
right?
We went from football to basketball to track or out to baseball, and it was just how it was. And now it's year-round baseball, you know, year-round
well,
softball,
again,
your area, Rob,
is, to me, again, one of the biggest weapons to pay big attention to the mom and dad stuff when you're talking about raising a serious, doesn't have to be a champion with everybody, it could be, but the parenting a child athlete long has been a fascinating topic. And again, in the world of specialization where you might have, you know, my young 2010 men's Olympic figure skating gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates, 2010. Mm-hmm. And you're in the middle of all of that with the institute and the idea. So you're working with these families. And, you know, I could ask you the same question, except it is right in your backyard again, which is the sports psychology skills. Is there any difference between sports psychology and the stuff the Institute does and you do?
I think there is, actually. I mean, textbook sports psychology is visualization, guided imagery, breathing, relaxation. I just happen to have, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist as well, which means I can bring other family into my office. How about
right.
that, huh?
That's the key.
Yeah.
I think it's a major feather in your sports medicine cap to have that absolutely, again, because of these relationships and these pressures on overzealous parents. You know, I have a chapter again in the book. It's called Youth, Sports, and Drugs. This is where it starts. And I really, really depend on influence like yours to be able to understand that we have to pay attention to these kinds of situations. Don't you understand, Dr. Weil, because my son and daughter is taking one Advil two or three times a day. We've got competitions, and you've got this, you've got that. I'm sure you're in the middle of that big time.
Well, yes, and there's a stress
as an educator
worksheet that I use with athletes. And one of the questions I asked them was, you know, what are the biggest sources of stress in your life? And you would probably appreciate how often parents are at the top of that list. And many times parents don't even understand that they're creating a lot of unnecessary stress in their kid's life.
Oh, and again, I feel your emphasis on sports performance has been the difference to me. When I would say, what is the difference between maybe what Rob Andrew does and quote-unquote sports psychology, is I think your emphasis, again, on this high-performance end of things, which is a real high-wire act when you're dealing with those kind of situations, especially as you see younger and younger. Hey, how's the NFL and the world championship level treating you?
Well, it's getting ready to get a lot better because NFL OTA started on April 16th, so I'm already starting to have NFL players schedule time with me, or if they're local guys, come into the office.
Wow.
And, I expect that to expand
more. That's a great
challenge. You know, it's fun.
That's a great challenge to have.
I love it because they're usually, if they're coming to see me, they want to get better. So they're usually real open and receptive.
Quicker, faster, stronger. Rob, give me the website again. We're just about out of time. Give me the website again, the two or three that people could find out information about you and the Institute.
My book is book.championsmentaledge.com. My video series is championsmentaledge.com. And my website is instituteofsportsperformance.com.
You got it in. Rob, hold on a quick second. Everybody, we will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor.
Live in near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back, live from Chicago. We are excited about having back with us Teresa Power. Teresa is the author of the ABCs of Yoga for, Yoga for Kids. She's been a guest of mine a couple times in the past. We just passed a week or two ago International Kids Yoga Day, and I think there was like 35,000 kids. I don't know how many countries and states. Teresa Power, hey. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Bob. I'm so excited you invited me back to talk.
Yes, it's great to have you back, and congratulations on this Yoga Day, right? Like, tell us about your International Kids Yoga Day, like of 2 weeks ago.
It happens the first Friday of every April, so we just had it last 2 weeks ago on Friday, April 6th. And we had over 50,000 kids, those were the final numbers, practicing yoga on the same day and at the same time. And from
Fantastic.
36 countries and all 50 states. And
wow.
It was a tremendous success. And I feel like I spearheaded this whole thing. I created International Kids Yoga Day 3 years ago. And I never thought it would grow into this kind of global phenomenon where I have yoga teachers and participating together.
I had you on.
Kind of uniting them all together. So,
yes. I think when I first had you on, you said, okay, I'm in two YMCAs and four programs. No, you were much more than that. But the growth.
Much more than that, Dr. Bob. I think you're right. I was not the way I am now, and I think it just goes
exactly.
to show you pursue your passion.
And, well... The reason I had you on in the beginning and the reason that I've talked about this, let alone the fact that yoga is thousands of years old, is whether it's childhood obesity that I've talked about for 20 years, whether it was children's fitness that we were talking about, whether it was high performance, and the mixture of getting kids active, keeping them active, having fun in something that was a passion of yours is what kids yoga, which I really hadn't heard about, so you joined me on the Sports Doctor a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you said that because I think a lot of people are with you. A lot of people have not really thought about yoga for kids. They think about it for adults, but they don't realize that kids reap the same benefits as adults do, and even more because kids are very stressed out and this day and age with all the modern technology and just the normal things that kids go through with bullying. And
see, that's a big deal.
That's
a very, very, instead of you saying, starting off, how effective as an aspect of exercise yoga could be when done properly, and I'm going to underline that, when done properly in children, let alone adults, you start right off with how effective anti-stress and how important this is with our children, and that says a lot, because to me, it's a huge deal.
Yes. And if they're less stressed, too, I mean, it is a form of physical activity. And, you know, any sort of physical activity is a stress reliever because it kind of just shakes your body up a little bit and ends up helping you. But especially yoga helps with that as well. So,
but yoga is helpful sports medicine-wise. And whatever these boys and girls might be doing as sports or activity, so in that regard, it's also something that could be extremely helpful. Heck, the last time I was talking to you, I thought it was 35,000 kids. Now it was 50,000 individuals. What do you do? in the year in between.
Okay, the year in between, I start planning it. I'm already planning next year's
Kids really?
Yoga Day. Yes, and this Kids Yoga Day is free, right? So basically, I created it. There's, if you just go to kidsyogaday.com, you can sign up.
Well, here's
up.
My suggestion. Here's the suggestion of the sports doctor. You ready? You got a pen?
Yes, I do.
I do it a half a dozen times a year at least, or come up with it seasonal, or do whatever creative thinking you need to do. Of course, I'm prejudiced. I think your program's fabulous. Where you're actually involved and you're doing it like maybe three times a year. You probably need a bigger staff, I would think, you know. And how long has your book, The ABCs Yoga for Kids, been out?
That book's been out since 2009, but I just came out with a new book in March called My First Yoga ABC, which is a toddler board book. So basically it just has...
When did I see you at the summit? When did I see you at the National Publicity Summit?
Oh, a couple of years ago.
A few years ago?
Well, I've come
yeah,
out with
right.
a bunch of books since then. I've tried to publish a book a year.
Wow. And the area now... With this idea, I can imagine, again, when you're talking about the multinational and the involvement, I think you're going to see a triple again or quadruple in some way, shape, or form with this kind of momentum and this kind of participation. How are we doing in the USA taking part?
Oh, it's
everybody
amazing.
Involved?
Yes, I mean every single state was involved, and
Where are you at?
In California, I ended up teaching at a local charter elementary school. Right, I taught at 11 a.m. local time, 300 kids on the blacktop, the simple 5-minute yoga routine. I mean, I developed a very simple 5-minute yoga routine that I think you would like too, because being that you're the sports podiatrist, right? I think you would like the fact that I focus a lot on kids' alignment, especially with their feet, because their feet are the center of their bodies, right? And so I have them even doing these standing poses. All of them focus on the proper alignment of their feet firmly in the ground and their toes pressed down, and then sometimes your weight's back in your heels. But, I mean, I think that's very important. Part of yoga is the proper alignment and grounding.
Yes, and balance. Of
and
course,
balance.
You're talking
and it helps your balance.
Stability. Yeah, and balance. The stability and balance control. In the past, I've had physical therapy and other kinesiotherapy associates always concerned about overstretching capability in all aspects of yoga, which was way underreported over the years. And I think the techniques, of course. Because the people, and we would add our Western side of culture to it, and everybody's overdoing it, you know.
I agree with you. And there is a problem with yoga of overextending, and that's why that there has to be a proper balance between the stretching and the strengthening at the same time, because you're stretching a muscle, you're also toning and strengthening at the same time.
When I talk about the two exercises in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, one of the chapters is called Two Essential Exercises, and it's really about rubber bands for the feet and ankles, and it's about instability and balance work for the rest of our body, whether it's using a sophisticated piece, the sand dune stepper that I'm really, really enamored with, or the mini trampoline or other kinds of balance. And again, so many of the postures in yoga, again, especially with children involved, although no less important for 80-year-olds, involve the importance of balance. And that's why one of the articles I wrote about yoga a long time ago, I think it was called Yoga and Acupuncture, 5,000 Years Old and Still a Secret.
I love that. Actually, I love
right.
that title. That makes me want to read it.
I have to dig it up.
And I also want to congratulate
come a long
you on
way,
your
baby.
Amazing book, Hey Sports Parents. I mean, I think that is just amazing for student athletes. I actually have had two student athletes growing up. I mean, now they're older. They're in their 20s, but they both played volleyball. So I think that your book is
that's
amazing.
That's why you're Sharky. You know, Sharky and you talk the same language. She's a Hall of Fame volleyball player. They were some of the best. I treated her teammates. Decades ago, but not her with orthotics, but the parents, the pressures, the physical pressures, the overdoing it, the overkill times 20, the involvement of drugs very early, over-the-counter painkillers because I got to play, the pressures of overzealous parents and coaches is all part of what's mixed in to the I threw hashtag on for fun on the title.
I love it. No, but I love it, and I think it's so important, Dr. Bob. You and Sharkey did an amazing job, and I recommend that all parents read this book, and it's all about that balance, and that's where yoga can come in, too. I think both parents and children should do some yoga together to balance themselves out and kind of get
their
minds
clear. Well, I
think
one of the challenges, you know, when we talked about childhood obesity for years, and one of the challenges of what are the schools doing, what aren't they doing, the challenges of, wow, I turn around and half the PE programs are canceled, and holy cow, half the kids are obese. I'm going to talk more about this whole relationship with Teresa Power, again, the author of the ABCs Yoga for Kids, the founder of International Kids Yoga Day. We'll be right back with Teresa, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I want to clue you in. Well, I'm very, very excited about the book I'm co-authoring. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents, get your megaphone out. My co-author, Sharkey Zartman, is a radio talk show host on Healthy Life Radio. She is the mom of two Division I athletes. She's a Hall of Fame volleyball player herself. And the book really is broken up into four sections. She talks about coaching, all aspects of coaching, your own kids. What about the level of sports? Section two is the Sports Doctor's In, where Dr. Bob talks about everything from choosing the best shoe, to what about drugs in youth sports, to what about concussions, to what about challenges of the physical exercises. The third part, ask the experts, 8 or 9 experts, sports psychology, mental training, sports performance, chime in. The last part of the book is parents' perspective. We have about 6 parents chiming in. Check it out. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, back on the Sports Doctor. Dr. Bob Weil here, sports podiatrist, talking a little kids yoga with Teresa Power, author ABCs, Yoga for Kids, founder International Kids Yoga Day. 50,000 kids participated a couple of weeks ago. I'm trying to talk her into doing it 3-4 times a year. As she's already starting on planning the next time. Again, the exercise part, the stress-relieving part, I'm so enamored with that you pay attention to. What are the ABCs of yoga for kids?
Well, the ABCs of yoga for kids, it's just basically an acronym of teaching kids the basic elements of yoga. And I do this through for young kids through teaching them the alphabet through yoga. So they
How
don't
young?
Really... So basically, it's like an alphabet way for kids to learn the alphabet and yoga poses. For instance, A is for the airplane pose, where they lie on their stomachs, bring their hands out to the side, and lift their legs at the same time. That's really good for their spines. And a healthy spine means a healthy nervous system, which in turn alleviates stress. So it's all about the stress relief and then them also getting physical activity, because it takes a lot of effort from young muscles to hold these poses and to be able to balance.
And the mental side of including a learning aspect of letters, A, B, C, moving around strategically, has a side to it also, it sounds like.
Well, it does. And not only that, but it's also got the literacy aspect to it, because the original book has little poems that describe how to do the posture. So kids are learning about literacy, reading. They're learning their alphabets, and they're also learning how to move their bodies and how to de-stress. So, for example, that airplane pose I just told you about, the little rhyming vignette is very short. It says, "I am an airplane heading for the sky, lifting my chest, arms, and legs, I begin to fly." And then there's a picture of a little girl doing the airplane pose with an airplane flying in the sky next to her. So it's kind of very visual as well.
I bet you love the cartoons in my book because of the right.
Well, I do. I love the cartoons.
We have great cartoons
in the book. I absolutely
love them. You know, with different kinds of sharp comments. You're dealing with kids, kids yoga. How have you found the acceptance of schools, for example, which are deal with the hundreds of 100 million kids? How's been the challenge of inclusion or association with schools?
It's been very, very positive because a lot of parents nowadays are starting to practice yoga, so a lot of them are going into the schools and teaching yoga themselves at the schools. But the problem with that is it's not very sustainable, because once the parent's child's out of that grade level, then there's no more yoga. So my idea is to get yoga into the schools in a more integrated way, where the teachers would actually be trained how to incorporate little mini yoga breaks during the day to get the kids to focus better and to be less stressed and to, like I said, help with their focus and concentration as well.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. And again, today, ironically, you know, we talked about 4,000 years old, still a secret. Today, everybody knows what yoga is. There's not a gym anywhere that doesn't include yoga. Mind-body is huge. We talk about it all the time on The Sports Doctor, whether it's the best athlete in the world or it's their grandmother. And the variability in between, or the variousness rather in between, and this tremendous emphasis on children and trying to do as many positive things as we could possibly do. I love that idea of some mini breaks. And, you know, I also know the challenge of getting the schools to incorporate or change anything.
You're right about that, but a lot of them are really coming around and wanting to add it.
Great
We're
news.
Starting to see it happen in after-school programs. In fact, I'm partnering right now with USC. They have a program called Little Yoginis, where it's an after-school program where they actually go.
I love Little Yoginis.
Oh, isn't it great? So I'm partnering with them, and I actually taught with one of the teachers who founded this program, and we went to the Vermont school, which is in the surrounding community of USC, in an after-school program, and she read a book and then talked about the different components of that book and how it related to yoga, and then she taught them some yoga postures. So afterwards, I was asking a bunch of the kids, well, how do you feel? You know, what's the yoga do for you? And these kids from, like, a, you know, basically an inner city neighborhood said that it made them feel less stressed. I mean, they just were off the top of the head. They knew they were stressed. And this was, like, I think an 8-year-old. And he said, it made me feel less stressed, and I want to teach it to my dad because he's having trouble with his back.
Yeah, right.
So these kids realize it, and the schools are realizing that it's helping the kids. And if it can help their test performances, and if it can help the teachers control them. Because actually, if you start with young kids, right, and get them to have, it helps them with
simple.
Better behavior. It's
simple.
And they
it's
learn
simple,
how to breathe.
It's inexpensive. Yes,
yes.
It's terrific philosophy. The idea of breaks. What am I going to do during the break? Hey, here's a great option. Do some yoga. You know, just efficient from A to Z. Very helpful. I don't think it's a tough sell anymore, the fact that children's concentration, all aspects, including mental health, it's such a big deal that you'd think, again, it would be very, very helpful. The physical side, when done properly, again, in parentheses, when done properly, proper technique, Very, very low injury problem, almost always helpful. So it also has, you know, that aspect of, what's your website?
Okay, my website is abcyogaforkids.com.
Number four or F-O-U-R?
Both. You can do either one. But it's usually F-O-R, but if you do the number four, you'll find it as well. So it's just abcyogaforkids.com.
Okay. How many countries participated?
We have 36 countries, and they're all. We have an ambassador Facebook page because we have ambassadors that sign up to lead the kids through the 5-minute routine on Kids Yoga Day, and they are all now connecting, and it's amazing. They live stream their events on Facebook, and they're all connecting and wanting to meet each other. I mean, we have ambassadors from Russia, Mexico, Spain, France, Italy, Greece. Yeah, Canada, Australia, you have no idea. I mean, it's amazing that it's just, I feel
it's
like...
It's a good side of social media.
Yes, because I feel like I'm connecting people that would not otherwise meet each other through a common good, the goal that they all want to help kids through yoga, and I think it's amazing.
Yes, and, you know, it's not the only exercise by any means. It's a very, very well-known, again, ironically, worldwide, to say the least, exercise program. Again, I can't tell you how many years we've talked about childhood obesity and the idea of activity and movement and how important it is. And it's always included in a program that involves smarter eating and all other aspects, right?
Of course. Yes, and yoga can help with childhood obesity only because it helps prevent diabetes, which is that's a big problem with kids now as well.
It's a big deal.
But yoga helps regulate your cortisol level because the difference between yoga and other forms of exercise is you're actually, first of all, you work both sides of your body as opposed to one side of your body usually in most sports. And secondly, it's... It helps your body like focus and regulate your body, you know, through these movements that you're doing, and also it works on your internal glands and organs, because basically, for instance, if you're doing the twists in yoga, they actually are you're twisting across all your internal glands and organs, and when you release it, all this fresh blood and oxygen is flowing to those areas of your body. So I don't think a lot of people realize that there are some internal things going on besides just the yoga. And which I think is kind of fascinating, actually.
I very, very much in the area of interest today, the whole holistic side of things. Again, the whole mind-body connection, circulation, stimulating recovery. This is a very, very big area. Some of the best athletes in the world, a lot of them, have done yoga for years. And what we're trying to absolutely pay attention to is the children have a good time, have fun, have tremendous benefits. International Yoga Day, wow, man, we blew through the time, Teresa. Give me the website again they could find out more about kids yoga.
Okay, for Kids Yoga Day, it is kidsyogaday.com. Very easy.
Okay, and again, what's the website for the book?
For the book is abcyogaforkids.com, F-O-R, or the number four, either one, .com.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. Hold on a quick second. Everybody,
okay,
will be right
you,
back
Bob.
With the Sports Doctors In. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, the sports doctor. Want to clue you in. Well, I'm very, very excited about the book I'm co-authoring. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents, get your megaphone out. My co-author, Sharky Zartman, is a radio talk show host on Healthy Life Radio. She is the mom of two Division I athletes. She's a Hall of Fame volleyball player herself. And the book really is broken up into four sections. She talks about coaching, all aspects of coaching, your own kids. What about the level of sports? Section two is the Sports Doctor's Inn, where Dr. Bob talks about everything from choosing the best shoe, to what about drugs in youth sports, to what about concussions, to what about challenges of the physical exercises. The third part, ask the experts, 8 or 9 experts, sports psychology, mental training, sports performance, chime in. The last part of the book is parents' perspective. We have about 6 parents chiming in. Check it out. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Thanks, everybody. Everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we give a little bit of an invite into next week's the week after show, answer some emails, again talk a little bit more about individuals and participants and the topics of the book. Again, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, now available on Amazon. Bestseller in a couple of categories. It's a exciting first week, and the comments have been terrific. It's just been very exciting to get such positive feedback from so many different areas. Again, the four sections are all about coaching. Sharkey talks all about aspects of a young boy or girl in a particular sport, in many different sports, what type of coach, what makes sense, what's important, what are some of the pitfalls, the highs and lows, what about overzealous, even abusive coaches. That's the first section. Second section is the Sports Doctor's In, where I talk about injuries, overuse injuries, acute injuries. I talk about what's the best shoe for your son or daughter. I have a chapter on foot mechanics and orthotics. There's a chapter on youth sports and drugs. There's a chapter on the prodigy sports. There's a chapter on two essential exercises. There's a chapter on what are we going to do with youth tackle football. The third section is an expert section. I always get the title wrong. Ask the experts. We've got 8, maybe 9 experts participating in their particular area, whether it, again, we just had Rob Andrews, who was my first guest today, the whole mental training world. We have a sports psychiatrist, Dr. Denise McDermott. We have physical training expert, Missy Orth. We have coaching, parent communication, Ian Goldberg, iSport 360. We have nutrition, Katie Davis, tremendous input. The final section is asked parents' perspectives. We have about 6 parents chiming in on some of the challenges, highlights, ups and downs of parenting the child athlete, citing information. So we'll keep you abreast, absolutely, man, on the Sports Doctor. Couple of emails. Sam has a question. What's the difference between running shoes and cross trainers? Good question, Sam. There's a definite difference. Running shoes are for one foot in front of the other, one direction sports. Cross trainers can be adapted and be used in almost any sport. They have side to side stability and capability. So you can play tennis and cross trainers. You can play basketball and cross trainers. You could play soccer. Even though we might recommend a shoe for the particular sport, in general, cross trainers, you could do anything including trail running. You don't want to use running shoes for multiple direction sports. It's just an ankle problem waiting possibly to happen. Terry's question is, my son plays hockey. He's got persistent arch problems. Do you think it's related to the boots? You know, Terry, in 30 years with skating and hockey being a big part of the skating, figure skating being even more involved over my practice, we have seen arch problem be one of the biggest concerns in all ages. In some instances, it's boot related. When it's persistent, almost always, it's foot related. So for all of these decades, when I've been putting orthotics and skates at the highest level, whether it's the National Hockey League or it's the world-class figure skating world, it is arch related. In many instances, discomfort, other times heel related. You really want to see sports podiatry, see a podiatrist, and have your son's foot examined. Is he flat-footed? Is he high of high arches? Does he have a history of problem? How serious a player is he? Again, paying attention absolutely to the boots. Dr. Weil, we change boots. We've got problems. Absolutely pay attention to the boots. But it wouldn't be my first idea when we're listening to your question. You know, Pat says, parents and coaches, the importance of communication. You know, one of the contributors to the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, my friend Ian Goldberg, he's the founder of iSport 360, which is an app, a sports app, a tremendous newsletter where they discuss all aspects of communication and put together coaches and parents, traveling teams, young sports teams, various levels. I've written a few articles for them. Ian's participation article in the book talks about parent behavior on the sidelines. What a topic that is. iSport 360 also has a sense of humor. They really, really do. As does the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We have a mixture in of over a dozen cartoons and you'll forgive me if I get the name wrong. Deanna, who participated with Sharky, I absolutely will get her name right. Fantastic cartoons. The communication's a big deal between parents and coaches. So you really want to look at that early and pay attention to preventing problems. The communication, you know, we were talking about that with Rob Andrews. We were talking about that with Teresa Power in this aspect, or rather this rendition of the Sports Doctor. So we're going to catch everybody next week. Again, my email, drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. drrweilsports@yahoo.com. Thanks, everybody. Catch you next week.